A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Penguin Random House Audio presents Star Wars, The Battle of Jeddah, The High Republic, by George Mann. Performed by a full cast.
After years of bitter conflict, the planets Irem and Erino have at last settled on a tentative peace with the help of the Jedi and Republic Co-Chancellor Orlin Mollo. While the repercussions of their war still ripple through the Outer Rim, leading to spiraling food and fuel shortages, delegates from the two worlds have agreed to reconvene in neutral territory to finalize a treaty that will see an end to the war. Now, Jedi Master Kraten Sun and Jedi Knight Ada Forte have accompanied delegations from the two warring planets to the holy world of Jeddah, where they plan to oversee the signing of the treaty amidst preparations for the Grand Festival of Balance, being held by the city's new Force Convocation. But not everyone on Jeddah is ready to welcome the Jedi and their charges, or to concern themselves with matters of peace.
Time until the battle begins. 72 hours.
I never thought I'd see the day when military transports hung in the skies over Jeddah. It seems... well, it feels wrong. All the work we've done, all the efforts Princess Ziri and Prince Fantu have made toward peace, and their worlds still send military ships to the signing of a treaty. Ada?
War casts a long shadow, Master Sun. Perhaps after all this time, the people of Irem and Erino are finding it hard to trust one another.
I suppose it's to be expected. The old royals were mired in hatred for so many years before the war. Their trust for one another is tenuous at best.
Particularly as Queen Adriala was found to be manufacturing poisoned weapons even after the ceasefire had been called.
And despite the fact such weapons have been destroyed and the war is officially at an end, they still insist on sending military escorts to Jeddah. Their minds and hearts remain gripped by fear and loss. Thank the light for the new generation and the hope they bring.
The heirs are the future, Kraten. Ziri and Fantu will unite their people given time. The horrors of the past will be forgiven, if not forgotten, and people will look back at their union as the turning point, the moment that peace finally won out over war.
You're right. We're so close. No more needless death. No more hatred. The new generation will lead the old toward a better future. I truly believe that.
No, I didn't think that at all.
But seeing those ships up there, I wonder what message it sends.
To whom?
The locals, the pilgrims, this new convocation of the Force. What if they think we've brought the conflict to their door?
The conflict's over. Everyone knows that. The ceasefire was held for over a month. This is a celebration of peace. The transport ships are nothing but posturing. A last show of pomp before the treaty is finalized and all those military commanders are out of a job.
Yes, you're right.
Soon the chancellors will arrive and the treaty can be written into law.
Ah, about that. I received a transmission from Chancellor Mollo just before we arrived. It seems that despite both his and Chancellor Greylock's insistence, Republic security have put their foot down. Chancellor Mollo is to remain with Ziri and Fantu to help them oversee the rebuilding of their worlds while Chancellor Greylock returns to Coruscant.
So who will serve as mediator to oversee the signing of the treaty?
Morten Santeca.
A Santeca?
You know Chancellor Mollo. He's a politician through and through, a Chancellor of the people. He thought it best to appoint someone with connections to the frontier rather than another elected official.
Huh.
Since Irem and Erino aren't part of the Republic, he wants to tread carefully, so it doesn't appear that the Republic are overstepping in their role as neutral advisors. I gather that Chairperson Meldarn, the head of the committee that oversees Republic affairs on Jeddah, is a little put out at being overlooked, but Chancellor Mollo's decision does make sense. This way the Republic won't be seen to be unduly interfering in the business of non-member worlds.
I see.
Besides, it's an honorary role at best. There's no mediation needed. The ambassadors have been ordered to sign by the heirs. We'll meet Morton Santeca at the reception this evening.
I'm sure it's the right call. But I still think it's a shame that Fantu and Ziri couldn't attend the signing themselves.
The heirs have plenty to do overseeing the reconstruction efforts, starting with building a new array of communication buoys. So many were destroyed in the war that long-range communications with both Irem and Erino are near impossible at present. And that's even before the local comms on Jeddah started acting up. Besides, the two of them deserve some time together as newlyweds, after all they've been through.
I didn't have you down as a romantic, Grayton.
We all have hidden depths, Ada. Even a tired old master like me.
Old?
Well, tired then.
The road has been long and the journey hard. Have you taken time to reflect? To enjoy the city while we're here?
You know I haven't. The preparations
have been all-consuming, yes, yes, but we're on Jeddah. At the very least, you should consider visiting the Kyber Mirrors to pause and take a few moments to...
A thousand apologies, Masters, but I thought you would wish to know immediately. Jedi Knight Gelanatai is ready for you.
Oh, about time. Have we established what's affecting the city's communications network so badly?
It is posited to be a result of the desert storms, Master Sun. Vast clouds of sand particles have entered the upper atmosphere and are interfering with local transmissions. Establishing long-range communications remains possible, but is nevertheless proving challenging.
Yes, B9, I understand.
Excellent, sir. Then, if you would care to follow me?
All I'm saying is, think about it. It'll do you good.
I will, I promise. Just after the briefing, okay?